Thanksgiving, of course, has come and gone, and now our attention turns to Christmas and getting those Christmas trees. I'm with Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, and we're talking Christmas trees, but not just any Christmas trees, Commissioner. Those real, live Christmas trees that everybody wants to get, and the time is here to get it.
Well, you're right, Mike. There's nothing like the smell of a live Christmas tree in your house, and I can attest to that because Blanche and I picked up ours Sunday afternoon at the farmer's market. We had a great country Christmas celebration out there, and the Christmas tree sellers and vendors are very happy at the amount of folks coming in, so that's a good start for this year, and maybe a sign that more people are going to pick to have a real tree, Christmas tree in their house this year.
You know, I think people don't realize it, but when they're getting a live Christmas tree, not only are they getting something that is so authentic and true to the season, but they're also helping out South Carolina agriculture.
Well, you're right. Really, across the country, I think the estimate is 100,000 people employed on farms growing Christmas trees. And I had a good visit with the people where we buy our tree and talking about their operation, which in this case happens to be in North Carolina, but they are very excited about the upcoming season at the South Carolina Farmers Market. But in South Carolina, we have a great Christmas tree association that tries to help keep some organization for them. And I'm hoping that enough people will get out and support our association with a good live tree this year. Nothing wrong with an artificial tree if it is absolutely necessary in, in a home, but still, just being able to smell that live, real Christmas tree over the holidays is an extra benefit.
And folks can, as you did, can pick them up at the farmers markets around the state.
You're right. At all three of our markets, we have a great list of vendors selling Christmas trees, again, most of them from South Carolina. You can go to their website, which is scchristmastrees.org, and punch in your zip code and even find a Christmas tree farm nearby where you can go and literally pick your own while it's still growing, and that's a great option. Sunday night at the farmer's market, I think we got as close as you can get to doing that from one of our vendors. We have people call and say, when are you going out to get your tree? Let's meet and go together and just have a, I think people kind of make a nice tradition of it, even if they're not going out to a farm. But just supporting our Christmas tree farmers by getting a live tree, I think, is very important. Didn't realize just how many Christmas trees are sold every year. I think the estimate is 30 million trees are sold each year, and there are probably over 300 million growing at any time. So quite an enterprise, quite an industry. That when you make that decision, you're supporting a lot of people. When a person needs to have an artificial tree for whatever reason, size, space, something like that, then that's certainly a decision that's easily understood. But if they have the option, they're going to pick a live Christmas tree.
Any idea what the supply looks like this year, Commissioner?
Well, based on what I saw Sunday night, it looks good. They said they had a good season. You know, having a Christmas tree ready to be sold, a tree ready to be sold as a Christmas tree is about a 6 or 7 year process, I think, in some cases. So I guess you have to look back at the weather patterns a few years back to know what this year's crop is. But I think it's going to be a good one. I bet all the good ones will be gone early, so better pick them early. But nevertheless, I think there'll be a good supply right until Christmas Eve.
That website, once again, scchristmastrees.org. You can just put your zip code in and find the closest South Carolina Christmas tree farm to you. And like the commissioner says, better check early. With Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. Christmas trees, that's today's topic here on the Southern Farm Network.